Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for Live Dharma Sunday. Please note that if you have called in to listen to today's broadcast, then all lines have been placed on mute to avoid background interference. If you're listening from any of our Bright Dawn sites, note that it is not necessary to call in. You may have to wait a second or two for the loading and buffering process to complete, but if there is still no audio, please refresh your page. For more information about Bright Dawn and its activities and links to our social media sites, please visit brightdawn.org. Once again, thank you for listening to Live Dharma Sunday, and enjoy the talk.
Good morning and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for May 23rd, 2021. Koyo Kubose here. So very, very glad you joined us. This morning I like to start off with, it's a famous story in the Buddhist literature. Issa, who was a famous monk. I don't know. I better look up when he lived in Japan some time ago. But there's a lot of quotes about him. And one quote is, when his baby infant daughter died, he composed a poem. That's when something like, the translation, when something like, the world of dew is the world of dew, and yet. Now, the world of dew means the basic teaching in Buddhism about impermanence, constant change. Because the morning dew, the grass is wet. As the day begins, sun comes up, the dew disappears, dries up. There's a lot of teaching right there. Okay. Reality is something dynamic, not status. It's always flowing, always changing, always unfolding. And as a Buddhist monk, Issa knows this major teaching. The world of dew is the world of dew. But that is a teaching in the sense of, well, something objective, a statement, a teaching, something that can be talked about. It's a concept. It's something conceptual. It's a statement. But when it occurs and impacts one's own life, he says, young baby died. And he looked at the teachings for help and says, yeah, the world of dew is the world of dew. But he's a human being. This is real life. This is what we could call reality, spelled with a capital R. Yeah. Reality with a little r is, we're talking about it. Reality with a capital R is, we experience it. It has real impact, experiential impact. So this is what's and yet. Huh? that's real. It's happening to me. Okay? Sometime my father used to talk about a teaching of accept / transcend. Okay. Now he used that slash between the two words to mean that they're parts of one single reality. It's not the fact that first something bad happens. Okay, how you deal with it? Well, you have to accept it. But it's not the fact that first you accept something and then you go about finding out how to transcend it and deal with it. Okay. The implications of, as my father would say, the acceptance is transcendence. Yeah, that's what that slash means. It's two sides of the same coin. It's one thing. When you talk about your hand, sometimes you talk about the back of your hand or the palm of your hand. But you know, there's only one hand. Okay. Now when we say accept / transcend, the implication is that acceptance, this is a key concept in Buddhism, a teaching. It's not acceptance in the sense of, well, you can't help it. This is what happened. You got to take it. In a sense of defeatism or negativity. This bad thing happened and, man, it's bad. But it happened. What am I going to do? I lost my job. Spouse died. The spiritual acceptance is something positive, actually. Powerful. Empowerment. In Japanese, there is a word called shigataganai. As children, we often heard our parents or adults, they talk about shigataganai when they're talking about reality dealt them a blow. Or something happened in society or, in the community. Bad news. Unfortunate things happen. Well, she got the gun eye. Can't help. Usually it's translated, can't help it. Okay. Sort of in there is the feeling of, well, you got to take it. And this is what happened. And as youngsters, when we overheard adults talk like this, and when as youngsters we thought of the Japanese word of shigataganai, we considered it a negative term, a passive term. Acceptance in not as a empowerment, not as a positive term. We didn't understand. Acceptance, spiritual acceptance, means we really accept it. Really accept means, when we really see what happened, contained in that is, well, what are we going to do now? There it is. How are we going to deal with it? What can be done? Well, let's see. We never get to that point if it's not empowerment, spiritual acceptance. Because the other kind of acceptance, the defeated kind of acceptance is, oh, woe is me. And we wallow and we're attached to, we're stuck in the negativity of the situation. Yeah. But Shigata Ganai contains in it, this is it. Okay. Well, given this, what can be done? It is an empowerment. And this is a teaching that has to be lived to really know what it is. And I'm using all of this as a preference to deliver a personal teaching this morning. My wife Adrian died a few days ago, and I've been struggling and dealing with this. And it's difficult. A life partner, 55 years of marriage. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? 55 years, wow. And there's a reality there that comes and goes, so to speak. Sometimes I'm thinking about it, but sometimes it just takes me over. Takes, you know, the reality of it. And it helps to talk about it. It helps right now to talk about it. Because it gives me takkan. You know, when she was sick, she had cancer, and she had her health problems, because when she was 50 years old, she had breast cancer. It wasn't too bad. They did a lumpectomy. They didn't have to remove her breast or anything. She didn't take chemo, just the radiation. And people that get breast cancer, I'm told, the cancer will come back. Huh? A lot of times within a few years. She was fortunate that it didn't come back for 20, I don't know, more than 20 years. But it did come back in her lungs, and it spread into her vertebrae, spine, and she lost the use of her legs, so she was bedridden for several months before she passed, as the cancer. If it's in the spine, it means eventually it goes right up to the brain. Okay? And she loses her ability, cognitive ability, and then eventually a coma and so forth. But during this time, I was very fortunate. We were able to talk together. Okay. Until near the end, of course. And the teaching really helped her a lot. And at one time in our dealing with this, she talked about takkan. She said, could you write that down on a sign and put it up on the wall? You know, if I could see it from my bed. I did, you know. Takkan. Which means my father used that Japanese term in one of his essays. It means wide perspective. Wide in the sense of philosophical perspective. Our problems are magnified when they're right in front of us and we are experiencing the duality of good and bad and this right and wrong and fair and unfair. And can we step back? Can we see things from a wider perspective of the teachings? Back and see the wider perspective of things. That's wisdom. Or someone, one person once talked about it, that knew what they were talking about when we were talking, she was a Japanese lady. We're talking about takkan. We first started talking about it. She goes, yeah, takkan is the gateway to satori. Takkan. and I wrote it, put it up on the board. Well, she got the gunai in the narrow sense is, oh, gee, this bad thing happened, huh? But the takana of it is, well, if you truly accept something, right in there is, well, what are we going to do now? That's a very empowering statement. Okay. So partial acceptance is not takan. Okay. If you say, well, complete spiritual acceptance, this is a very helpful spiritual tool or very key teaching in Buddhism. Okay. We could call it two kinds of acceptance. The dualistic one and the one that's acceptance with maybe spelled with a capital A, or you could call it spiritual acceptance, whatever the term, preferred term might be. But I remember Adrian talking about this. She knew about that she got the gunai meant empowerment, and it was a positive teaching. And I hear her telling me this. Okay. Well, this is part of life. This is life. It's reality spelled with a capital R, etc. Well, what can I do about it? What can be done? I think this is similar to parents that say they lost a child, or even if it's an adult child and the parents are devastated, but they might form a GoFundMe or something with, well, this person, now she died of this disease, let's put some money, you know, start some kind of project or something that will generate funds for research in this. Huh? Here's what happened. Okay? Not get caught and trapped in the woe is me. You know, they say, well, complete acceptance. What can we do about it? Huh? And we move forward. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, hey, keep going. And you have a beautiful day. Thank you.